Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 497, down 5 on the open. September, 504, down 4 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 407, down 5 on the open. September, 420, down 6. December, 438, down 5 and a quarter. March, 450 and a half, down 7 on the open. July corn opened at 250 and a half, down 4 on the open. September, 262, down 4 and 3 quarters. December, 275 and a half, down 4 and a quarter. March, 280 and a half, down 5. May, 293, down 4 and a quarter. July, $3 and a quarter, down 4 on the open. July oats opened at 180, down a quarter on the open. September, 182 and a half. That was up a half. July soybeans opened at 578 and a half, down 5 on the open. August, 585 and a half, down 4 and 3 quarters. September, 590, down 6 and 3 quarters. November, 602, down 6 and 3 quarters. January, 613, down 5. March, 620, down 4 and a half. May, 623 and a half, down 5 and a half on the open. July soybean meal opened at 171.20, down 70 on the open. August, 172.20, down 60. July soybean oil opened at 25.22, down 18 on the open. August, 25.37, down 22. At the Merck August feeders, opened at 109.35, down 7.5 on the open. September, 108.75 unchanged. October, 107.85 up 5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 80.05 unchanged on the open. August, 80.80 down 7.5. June lean hogs opened at 67.35, down 35 on the open. July, 66.25, down 37.5. August, 64.80, down 30. October, 56.65, unchanged. And July pork bellies opened at 81.60, down 17.5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
Want to begin in the wheat pit. We had a weak technical close yesterday, a weak open again this morning. Does your spider sense say that we might be in the midst of a trend change in this wheat market?
Well, we are getting each day closer to harvest, and there's also talking about, you know, bringing in Canadian wheat into the U.S. and this type of thing. And we're also one prominent agricultural commentator, Jerry Gulkey, talked about this tremendous spread between cash and futures and the wheat country, you know, soft wheat. It's, you know, rather puzzling. And those wide bases I didn't think were supposed to happen in the delivery process that we have, but they are. And, you know, something's not right about that. But the trend is unmistakably higher. There has been some tremendous damage in the winter wheat growing areas of the West. And the futures market is telling us that at some point in time, the market's strong. On commodity week this last time, you know, one of the cure for these higher prices is more corn acres for next year and more wheat acres for next year. And I'm a little puzzled with that because it's not really in vogue to put wheat on Drummer Flanagan soil in the central Illinois. So it looks like to me that wheat is strong, and wheat is vulnerable to sell-offs, but, you know, it's a very strong commodity, and we have to just take it at face value that the trend is still higher.
And you would look at that trend to remain higher for the next month?
Well, we don't see anything that would cause it to go down 50 cents right now, Dave, you know, at the present time. And that's always the realm of possibility, to just see how the spring wheat crop goes in and the weather conditions. You know, some of the meteorologists are still, you know, have some major question marks on just how much rain, you know, those western areas will get and, you know, the dry conditions. So personally, I don't see a 50-cent drop in the next 30 days, no.
Let's turn our attention to corn. July, now at 252 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. It's been as low as 250 and a quarter today. Paul, is last week's low at 248 in play?
Well, it's definitely being watched. And, of course, these crop ratings at 70% is very, very large for this time of year, and is one of the major factors in the last night's sell-off. My customers from Chicago, clear to Terre Haute, Indiana, are all saying, wow, it sure doesn't look that good here, but we are seeing some improvement, of course, over here. There's still people, you know, planting and replanting and making the crop look as nice as they humanly can. My general impression is that it's still a question mark on just how much rain's coming in and the weather pattern. Some people go clear out to June 10th to the 14th as the next major weather forecast, you know, wetter pattern that will develop. My humble opinion is that even with this acreage that sparks increased, and my opinion is that it could even be larger, the market is very, very strong, and we're hearing a lot of people concerned about shorting of new crop corn and next year's new crop corn and thinking that's the most wonderful trade in the world. And, you know, with higher energy prices and demand from ethanol, you know, it's a tug of war, and I think that's one major factor that we're as strong as we are.
Last year notwithstanding, it's been the typical seasonal pattern for July corn to weaken at this particular time of the year, but it sounds to me like you're thinking sideways to higher is the way to
I think that the marketplace is, I think one area that, you know, it will be interesting to see, particularly with the June planning's intentions report, how the market will support in here. I think that the warmer temperatures are a definite concern. You know, over the weekend, we saw record-breaking heat in some areas. We understand that northern Nebraska, northwest Iowa definitely has some major below-average rainfall patterns developing. And I think it's a case where the market is, to me, acting very strong. And for the bearish pundits out there, the market sure hasn't rewarded them very much in the last 35 to 45 days.
July soybeans now 581 and a half, down 2. It's been as low as 577 and a half. Bring up these numbers because we've been making several attempts to break below 581 and a quarter in the July basis contract, but haven't gotten that done. That leftover from 18 January, is this the week that it happens?
The soybean market is still in the waiting game, and it's waiting for two things to happen. The farmer in the U.S. to dump beans, and the farmer in South America to dump beans. Also, we have to go through the famous July-August time frame as far as the weather pattern is concerned. And, of course, we still have to go through the rust issue. Until we do get in this, you know, sizable farmer dumping of beans that are basically being supported by the Commodity Credit Corporation, which is a good tool. The debate continues. Right now, the beans, by fundamentals are at least 30 to 50 cents expensive, in my opinion. But it's going to take another 45 to 60 days to prove that the market still has to go down, and we'll be patiently watching that trend. Right now, we have to say that the official trend is lower, and it would take a close above 591 to turn it into an uptrend.
Thanks, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Lead options, July wheat Kansas City 497 down 5, July wheat Chicago 409.5 down 2.5, July corn 252.25 down 2.25, July beans 581 down 2.5, July soybean meal 171.80 down 10. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.